Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada. Max is heading to Dreamland because he deserves it. It's 3 a.m. Australian time. And, you know, he was up 23 hours. You know, you really have to be appreciative of a man who devotes his life for the betterment of humanity and to do everything humanly possible to preserve, protect, and defend constitutional rights, even in countries where they don't write that down, just so that we may enjoy our freedom, may enjoy a standard of living and a way of life that has been unique, really. We have been very blessed in our lifetimes for that, that we haven't known the debauchery of even generations that I knew, my grandparents' generation, the wars, the economic upheavals that were beyond description, and just the mass barbarism among people in centuries past. And there are places in the world where we still do that and have to be corrected. And we don't want to see that happen in our lands. When I looked at, you know, some of the morning news, and I just see the barbarism of, you know, basically you have to call our police an occupation army, an occupation of for who and for what. Well, the vast almighty dollar comes to close to the top of the list, but just the absolute sadism. And then for Max to say that he has, you know, confidential documents from the Netherlands saying that they are ordered to beat the slimy slop right out of you. You know, just what twisted demons do we purport to have as leaders in our fair lands? But one thing we do have, we have Power Hour Nation, and I actually got my Power Hour t-shirt on because the weather's nice. And, you know, I wish I had a sweatshirt for the winter because it was, you know, pretty cool to be trying to flop that out in a t-shirt. But I'm glad I've got it, and, you know, I can probably make some glad-handing journeys in the downtown to advise people of where you go. When Joyce passed away, I made a great point of, you know, Power Hour was like Radio Free Europe in World War II. You're in an occupied land, your own country, and the enemy's in there. And if you have a shortwave radio or any kind of radio, you're going to be shot. End of story, okay? Just like that. That's a death sentence. And you can only listen to the Führer's words when they want to speak them out to you. And that's it. You can't have any other ideas, thoughts, or opinions. And the only hope you had was to take that chance and hear something from a far-off shore, to know that there's hope, to know that there's a possibility, because everything else is a mortal lie. And everything else that they spew to you is a mortal lie. They're leading you to destruction, to slaughter, to imprisonment, bondage, almost anything you could ever imagine. The Bible talks about that too for people who are into the Bible. And it's just that in the end times, the very elect are deceived. And maybe they sort of almost believe what they're being told, but they are deceived. And that's why we can't obey them or listen to them. One that just burned my craw was we had Billy Graham's son, who runs his ministry now, saying that if Jesus was alive, he would take the vaccine. If Jesus taught anything or showed anything, it was that you resist Rome. You carry the burden. Whether they whip you, they beat you, and they nail you, and they kill you, you resist Rome. That was his lesson. It wasn't like, well, you know, Pontius Pilate ain't such a bad guy, and the Caesar, well, you know, he is in charge, and I better do what he says. It wasn't like that. So I don't know what book he's been reading out of, but I don't think it was the same one that I was exposed to. A lot of medical people are writing about the Milgram experiment. That's where, you know, you get some guy to give electric shocks to somebody, but he's really an actor and he pretends thing, and you just follow the orders, you know. Yeah, yeah. The guy doesn't do what he's told. Shock him. I didn't do what he's told. Keep turning up the juice, and the actor puts on a good show like he's really doing the funky chicken. This is what we're in. This is what they're doing to us. And then the other one collectively all across the globe is the Stanford prison experiment, where it just went kind of wild. They had students play guards and students play prisoners. But there's the karma thing. As soon as you started to apply unnecessary pressure, there was resistance. And you just get into like a tit-for-tat cyclone that overwhelms people. These are all well known, except to our elected leaders. So that just pretty much tells us they got to be doing it on purpose. And then by some strange reason, I searched HARP in Australia last night, because I was just checking to see if there was any warnings about HARP causing the big storms in Australia. And I found a government website where you could download the documents for HARP and how Australia hopes to increase their food production by $100 billion, you know, heating the ionosphere with radiation. And this is from the Australian government website document section. Like, wow. So, of course, I downloaded it in case it disappears later. So I have a copy. It's 34 pages long or something. And it has a map. Shows you where all these places are in the world. There's hundreds of them all over the place, even in remote islands in the middle of nowhere. Well, wonderful. So tell me weather modification is a conspiracy theory. Tell me that global warming has something to do with cow farts and not ionospheric heaters spewing radiation. But I'm glad it's 60-something degrees anyway. Welcome, James. So HARP is a big word. Your surname handle and the name of that awful, awful report. How were things by you in the droid world?
Well, very good, George. It's been a pleasure being on Power Hour, getting the word out to a lot of people that, you know, the follow mainstream media are sucked in by mainstream media. It's great to have a station and a show like this that really tells the truth and creates some evidence to what we're saying. It's just not a lot of conspiracy theories. There's a lot of facts that we'd like to give out on the show.
Oh, indeed, indeed. And, you know, I just find it shocking, really, how easily people are deceived. That's, you know, but I guess that's what they've always talked about for years, is the dumbing down of America and all the other countries, too, is that people just know so little that even to repeat what they heard on the propaganda networks is difficult enough.
And you mentioned the HARP weather modification, and to all people who believe this is a conspiracy theorist rant, this is true. This is a weather modification apparatus that creates a lot of heat in the ionosphere and therefore can moderate the weather. This isn't bunk that we're bringing up. This is truth. The aerials are there. The heaters are there to heat up the ionosphere. And you're right, what your past guest was on from Australia and saying, you know, it's great. His name was Max, was it not?
Yes, Max Egan, and his channel is The Crow House.
And a lot of important facts that he brought up, especially about this pandemic and the vaccines, but I'd like to get back to that later and just talk about this HARP weather modification. You know, weather modification goes way back into the Vietnam Wars and other wars to create, I guess, a chaotic groundwork so people would, you know, how would I put it? It created a lot of problems, hoping to bog down the enemy, but, you know, it turned on the troop itself, and instead of going through land to get the enemy, it was going through a lot of mud and a lot of turmoil that was created by this weather modification equipment. Somehow, sometimes it does backfire on the person that's initiating the switch.
Well, by and large, they're playing God. The beautiful thing about weather weapons, and that's in that download too, you know, owning the weather by 2025, a U.S. Air Force report, is that you can't prove you got zapped. If I drown you, it could have been a storm. But if I bombed you, you know for certain I bombed you. So it's the ultimate weapon in that regard. And many of these cataclysmic things we've seen in recent years, there's always that element of doubt. Did they use something on us? And can it even be done by the banksters and gangsters in the shadow government to get countries to submit to their dictates? So that if you don't want to drown anymore, you better submit. And the people can't even begin to comprehend that a weapon like that is being used, even though it is old. Seeding clouds goes back to, you know, like Plains Lindbergh flu. That is just that old. But, you know.
And all the evidence is there, George. People just got to look. Other than Google and other than looking at the biggest YouTube video, check out and research stuff that we say, and you'll be surprised at what we say a lot on this show. Power is reality, and a lot of people have a hard time grasping reality, especially with this pandemic.
Oh, indeed. It's like a classic military thing, a diversion. So when you want to do something, or in sports, you have a deke, a fake, to get the other team to go another way so you can outcircle them and take advantage and move the ball or whatever down the field. And this is the same thing. So you have a diversion to keep your brain occupied while they're basically stealing everything that isn't nailed down and then some, including your very soul. And this is what makes it so heart-rending. It's one thing, okay, you just stole a bit of money, or you did this, or you did that, but it's just phenomenal. And it disturbs me, the complexity of some of these weather weapons. You know, years before the Fukushima quake, there was a ship drilling the world's deepest hole in the ocean plate. And I was recorded. I was doing that channel at the time. And I said, this is going to result in one of the biggest catastrophes ever known. And it did, 2 years later, because you saw them planting the hole. And you could put something in that hole, like an explosive, especially a nuclear explosive, could cause the plates to shift, cause an earthquake. Goodbye, Japan. Just like that. And they could do it anywhere else. The Canary Islands are a popular one to take out the whole east coast of North America. And then there's been ships just happening to explore shipwrecks all over the world where there's active volcanoes. Or are they doing something down there to help stimulate the flow of lava? Because there is a Vulcan religion that it feasts on human sacrifice, sacrificing you to the volcano god. And maybe you don't belong to that faith. I'm sure not too many listeners do. But many others probably ascribe to words in the Bible that talk about how we're tried in the fire. Because maybe our enemies unplugged something that should have remained sealed. Madness. Absolutely madness.
And a weather modification, as you mentioned, seeding of clouds, goes all the way back to 1948. And it would be to the advantage of certain countries like China and Russia to control the weather, because once you control the weather, you can control a lot. You can control the economy, the way things come in and out of the country. You can monitor a lot of things. You can, you know, grab a hold of everything once you can create weather modification. So this is a big thing that people aren't aware of, and especially with countries like China and Russia, it's to their advantage to gain this weather modification equipment.
Well, I remember reading years ago when I was new to this that you could actually hire Chinese and Russian companies to modify the weather for you for an event. So, you know, some of the ones in that area might be like a giant yacht race. There's a very popular yacht race that goes from Hong Kong to somewhere that you could make sure it's not going to rain, or, you know, to have a giant national holiday parade or something like that. You could actually contract them to do these things. Or maybe on the other side, you don't like your neighbor and you downpour them on him and drown him. It can be done, and it's just a matter of, you know, can you afford to do it? But private companies actually were contracted to do that. The Ontario government here in Canada was actually contracting some of these companies, too, for weather modification as well, for whatever reason or term, I don't remember anymore. But this is commonplace now, and we're just left out in left field because we don't even begin to understand it, even though we're the ones who will suffer from this, and probably very deeply. But that's part of the whole thing. You have to know your enemy, and to know your enemy then you know his weapons and his tactics and his techniques. So it isn't a surprise when they try to pull something off. And you lifted the veil so you can track them down and find them easier. And one of the other big weapons they had was the earthquake weapon. Tesla technology.
Manufactured by Tesla. Yep.
Came up with that. He was working in New York City, I believe, or in the New York City area. He had a machine to work on this. And you can find references to that on the Internet, this Tesla earthquake, New York City, where it was some sort of vibration machine that would induce an earthquake. And it scared him. He destroyed the machine because he could have just dissolved New York if he kept up with it. And, you know, talk about a powerful weapon.
Definitely. And, you know, again, I say, you know, the information is out there, especially Tesla did create this earthquake machine that did rattle, and he did try it out, and it did scare him. So he did destroy all the documents, or so they say, but I still think the government has in control of these documents for these weather modification as well as earthquake modification plans. And I think, you know, sooner or later, when it comes push to shove, they might just have to use it.
Well, one of the obscure things is, you know, the American government seized his personal records from his hotel that he was living in when he died. And they were analyzed and raided by Donald Trump's uncle, who was a scientist. And, you know, so when we see bizarre things happening around Donald Trump and on both sides, really, we must understand the great titanic forces are at play that can fracture time-space as we know it. And maybe some of the things that seemed a little bizarre were well laid out plans with, you know, people talk about the Simpsons episode where you saw him becoming president and such many years before, the book about Baron Trump in the early 1900s or late 1800s. They may have been able to conquer time and bend it and fracture it and use weapons that we can't even begin to understand, because Tesla died a long time ago, and if they've been researching with that material, God only knows where they've taken us, and I hate to even think about it.
And he did die broke and penniless, and he had no money or nowhere to live, and it's a shame that you know, Tesla did pass away under these conditions. What a brilliant mind he was, and he brought a lot of inventions to the forefront that are some of the plans that he wrote are being used today.
Well, I'm amazed myself that it was in maybe the 1890s. You know, he had wireless technology down pat, is where he would do something in his lab and send out energy frequency waves. And you could put a light bulb on the ground that was tuned to that frequency, and it would light up miles and miles away. You know, we can't even do that now, or at least they won't let us do that now. We got to pay for batteries and wires and things like that. And that's the big factor, is it's a eluding process to empty your pockets from technology, not to advance human society anyway, anyhow. And it would probably be holistic and clean to capture the power of, you know, things, the Earth's electromagnetic field, harness it wirelessly to feed us, just like the air comes into our lungs and we get our oxygen and we survive, we get our water. God gave us everything for free, and I think energy is there too, that he gave us for free. It's just, that's probably one of the biggest secrets the world has, is we're going to make you pay for that one. Pay dear.
Well, just talking about technology, you know, I seem to follow the internet and certain things, but not everything, to gain my information. But recently, there is a talk around, we're just talking about bending time and creating different images. Have you saw on the internet the hologram that's supposed to be Joe Biden and virtual Joe Biden, and nobody quite knows where he is? He's here, there, and everywhere, but nowhere. Have you heard any information on the YouTube about this creation of this hologram Joe Biden?
I'm not an expert at it, but I know I did see a video of him at an artificial White House, a set, because it's probably all computer-generated, and you didn't really realize that until he walked through a microphone. He put his hand through a microphone, and then you could see this is AI technology showing us that this is the president. And the other big giveaway with Joe Biden is he was forming coherent sentences, which is pretty much quite impossible for him at this point in time. And that they are making these things and that they exist. I talked a little bit about the Islamic concept of the jinn. I put a Sufi cleric's video up that explains it all very, very well. It uses some movie clips to give you an ideology of that. And that this is what we're facing. In an old book I posted on my website, and that you know, I started to read. Usually I don't have too much time to get into everything, but this one just caught my eye. It was from 1871, The Coming Race by Edward Bulwer Lytton. And it's kind of like a Jules Verne story where a guy goes under the earth and he's in a reptilian society under there. And one thing that really just floored me was his description of the Vril. And if people were aware of, you know, some of the demon entities that made it into the Third Reich, or the, you know, societies that existed in the United States that were more satanic in that era and before that era, they talked about the Vril. And then there was the Thule Society. But it described Vril. And Vril was like an electromechanical energy that exists, that we can't see, that controls everything and everyone. And in this society, it controlled your body, it controlled your mind, it controlled whatever might be your concept of a soul. It was like a telepathic experience existence to a degree, too. And the world lived at peace in there because whatever the Vril was controlled everything. And there was also a liquid that they could put into your body that could pretty much take it over, almost like an inoculation you might get soon. They knew a lot in the 19th century. That's why I love old books. Dead people can tell us much about the future. Thanks for coming to Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, James Harp on the other side of the hour, and we'll get into some news.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
If you eat your mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. We know you like savings, and we know you like Strauss. Strauss Natural Products, 10% off this entire week. From now through this Sunday, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get a 10% discount on all our Strauss products. Right now, through the end of the week, or online at thepowermall.com. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry. Sale ends this Sunday. Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through this Sunday, 10% off all Good Health Naturally products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Good Health Naturally products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or online at our newly designed thepowermall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in the next segment, James Harp from Toronto as well, a good Canadian boy who I've been doing radio with for a long, 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 long time, upsetting the apple cart every chance we get. And we should remind you, too, about the sale this week on the Power Mall, 10% off good health naturally products. Like, who ever would have thought of something like that, that you get good health naturally? I thought you had to go to Dr. Frankenstein's lab for that. 10% off Strauss Natural Products. 25% off Pfeiffer formulas. And that's Pfeiffer, not Pfizer. REM sleep and tranquil. It's nothing like floating on that magic cloud carpet ride in your dreams with a natural product like that. 25% off Healthy Flow powder. New products, elderberry and echinacea. 2 fluid ounces by the Global Healing Center. Resveratrol Red Sour Grape by North American Herb and Spice, backed by popular demand. Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally, backed by popular demand. And I put in a request for some of that Blockbuster stuff, so when I get my supply, I can tell you how good the block was busted. And nothing better than that, really. So off air, my colleague James was telling me about a mature couple going in for the vax, and why, I have no idea, but mind control works like that. What was their story, James?
Well, their story was they feel that if they get the vaccination, they're going to be cured from this COVID-19. They're not going to pick up any sort of disease after they get vaccine. They're not going to pick up the virus. Well, they're in their early 70s, and they did phone ahead to get your appointment to be vaccinated. And at this time, they got up 10 o'clock in the morning, lined up to get this vaccine. And funny, they were supposed to get the Astra vaccine, but at the last minute, they changed it to Pfizer. Why? I don't know. After the inoculation was done, they received a piece of paper, a receipt with the date, the time, the doctor, and any other underlying conditions that you might have for the second vaccine. Now, I'm saying, why would they go for a second vaccine if they're okay with the first vaccine? Apparently, they have to go for the second vaccine, hand in this piece of paper with all the information in it, and get issued some sort of a card. Now, as we know, as we're talking in past shows, this card will only allow you access to maybe jobs, into a supermarket, into the bank, and to control your general life. So once you have that vaccine inside you and you have the card, you're clear to go. But people like you and me, they're holding off a bit to find out what the results are or the long-term effects. We can't get into these stores or banks without these cards. So so I think, George, this whole thing is starting to snowball now, because I just this was like 10 o'clock in the morning, these seniors did line up for these vaccines and are so happy, but not telling the people that are giving the vaccine about the underlying condition, such as diabetes, and they did have a stroke. So, you know, this whole thing is going to unwind, you know, as well as your last guest that you had on here saying we're massive experimental guinea pigs for this vaccine, because nobody knows the results or the after effects of this vaccine. And people are just lining up like cattle to get this vaccine and say, hey, once you get that jab in the arm, I am cured. But we all know that there might be some underlying circumstances that you might develop some sort of serious results in the end.
Well, in the short term, in you know, some of the things I've read, you know, that can happen within 2 weeks. And it's like I saw on Technocracy News, as James Wood is a Power Hour staple food, that he had a list at the bottom of one of the blogs I was looking at about, you know, the informed consent that you should have for COVID vaccine, revealing, you know, full disclosure about what the side effects are, what could happen, which they don't do. They just gloss over all that. And, you know, so he's got their famous people who died within 2 weeks, Frank Aaron, Larry King, Rush Limbaugh, Marvin Hagler, and then famous people who died of COVID who weren't already gravely ill or hospitalized from other illnesses, none. And that's the big factor there. One of the stories from Germany was this nursing home in the Berlin area, a Gaplischen Bethanian Havelgarten retirement home in the Berlin Spandau area. 31 seniors who suffer from dementia. 8 of the ones who got vaccinated died. So the first death occurred after 6 days. 5 other seniors died after 14 days from the vaccination date. And these people had dementia. Like, one of the women didn't want to take it, and they had 2 people hold her down, and they gave it to her anyway. And, you know, like, come on. Mm-hmm. This Nazi Germany stuff, it really is, and in Germany. And they had 2 soldiers in uniform in there, too. They didn't touch anyone or do anything, but they're there like the implied muscle, you know. So here you got octogenarians and more or whatever with dementia, and you've got to send soldiers in there to intimidate them to take their death shot. It was disgusting. And that was the Pfizer vaccine that they got. And there's a nurse whistleblower who was revealing the story to German press, and then it was translated by someone else. And if this was true, if this is real, if this is the fountain of youth, the panacea, you don't need force, you don't need coercion, you don't need to lie. It's just, you know, everybody's going to know, everything will be fine. But that's not the case. And every time I see the lies, the force, the innuendo, the intimidation, the threats, I know that this can't be good for me. Just the old adage, the children's one, don't take candy from strangers. This isn't even candy.
Well, the thing that amazes me, George, sorry to bother you or interrupt with you, that we're all, in order to get the vaccine, we're all split up into groups, 20 to 30, 40 to 50, 60, 70, 70 to 80, and over 80. And why the different vaccines? I know there's a shortage of vaccines in certain areas, but why are they breaking the groups up age-wise to get this vaccine? It just makes me dumbfounded, and we should be one general vaccine for all ages, and why we are splitting up is, you know, the age groups. The only thing I can see they're splitting up the age groups is for results in experimentation to see what age groups reacts to the different vaccines that they do give.
Yes, or as the wolf used to say in the children's story, the better to kill you with. I don't see anything good about that at all. So you have all your experiments done better by age group to say, well, we expected so many percent of people to die in this age group and so many in that group, and it's easier to keep your records checked. In Israel, like, they were just calling it flat-out genocide because 40 times more people who were elderly, seniors, died from the injection, not the alleged disease, and 260 times more young people, because you almost have a virtual certainty of surviving it as a young person, if there's anything to survive, died from the shot. And then the Israeli government made that a state secret. It's sealed for 30 years. So there's another one, just, you know, major red flag. You've got to keep the secret for 30 years? I thought, this has got to be just absolute poison that they're putting into us if you have to hide anything that's gone wrong. And we know how governments work in that regard, that this is, in my opinion, a genocide weapon. And Dr. Igor Shepard says that very clearly in his interview, speaking about that, because he worked on the project with the Russian military years ago. And, you know, at that time, you know, you might still be a little groggy or fuzzy about that. You're going, like, bioweapon. You know, our mRNA is bioweapon. And so there's no way in hell that I could see subjecting my body to that. And, you know, I'll be watching people I've known dearly for years to see what happens to them. You know, I hope and pray for nothing. And, you know, maybe that we all just wake up from a mad experiment gone awry. But I'm not that optimistic. Some of the news we have, we should rifle through quickly. Newly discovered fragments of Dead Sea Scrolls reveal hidden Bible text. And that's very important because people risk their lives to hide a lot of these materials, because you're in an era like our era where the truth is the ultimate demon to the state, to the power brokers, and people took great chances to sequester some of these things away for the future, hoping that somehow we will see it. Just like I tease that maybe someone will find a hard drive with news and information we've done here at Power Hour to say, that's not the Warren Commission report. That's not the 9/11 report. That's different, very different. France branch of IKEA on trial over alleged spying on employees. This spying is going to go on everything. It's going to be, you know, pretty much, you know, when you're in the bathroom and you're low on toilet paper, a little robot's going to be buzzing at the window to go, hey, I hear you need some more. And that's where it's taking you. That's when you say smash these phones, get rid of them, that is the demon. That's the ultimate thing that's going to rat you out, to get you killed, tortured, and put in prison, to take your soul and everything around you. And you hold it probably closer and dearer than your own children or spouse. Ditch the dollar, scrap Western payment systems with us to avoid U.S. sanction. Sting. Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov tells China. Well, he understands. Sometimes you just got to say no. And then they don't have any power over you anymore. COVID third wave will wash up on the UK shores. Well, there's the big fear factor there. Third wave. You know, no. I think what you're seeing with an influx of cases in hospitals is people are reacting to the shot, and they're just calling it another wave as a propaganda ploy. Arizona commits to full hand recount. Broad and detailed audit of machines. Well, God bless them. Biden's gaffes and stumbles prove he's not in charge, Fox News host said. No, he's just an image, maybe a holographic image, and that there is no Biden. The deep state's just ruling with their puppet for public display. Leaked photos reveal Biden's detention cells for migrant children on border. Yes, that was one of his big ones, but guess what? You know, the world is always ruled the same by despots, and this illusion that we change from, like, bad guys to good guys or good guys to bad guys, they're all bad guys. There are no good guys, unfortunately, at this point in time, because they were all for the enslavement of the human race. Bitcoin ATMs are landing at gas stations, delis, and convenience stores near you. Well, at the price of Bitcoin, you know, you could probably put a down payment on a house with one of those babies as they go now, but I don't think they're going to work too good when the power goes out. And that's the big drill they're talking about. It's not in the news segment, but it's something that came out of the World Economic Forum. Forget COVID, global oligarchs are now rehearsing for a cyber pandemic that could come to you even this summer. No communications, no electricity. Meet Digit, a humanoid robot testing package delivery from curb to doorstep. Oh, God, I hope not. Social distancing and wearing masks could last years. Well, it's going to last forever. There's no way out because the vaccine doesn't work. It doesn't do anything. So they tell you it's going to do things, but it just doesn't do anything. IBM partners with Moderna for COVID reset. And health passports are here, just as you were saying, James. Make no mistake about it. The voluntary are now being rolled out. It's the tip of the iceberg. And it's something that, you know, just burns me. If you haven't read IBM and the Holocaust, it's a must. Those tattoos on your arm were the numbers from the Hollerith machine that IBM sold Nazi Germany to value your human worth and put it on a data card to be sorted. And that was tattooed on your forearm to see what kind of good worker, droid, slave you can be. And the ones that couldn't be, well, they kind of disappeared into a global warming scenario as dust clouds in the sky. This is the same company I call IBM. I burned many. And here they are back again. This time it's digital tattoos. Do you understand? Anything, anywhere? Well, Power Hour people do. Want to age gracefully? Eating plenty of substances to slow down the aging process. There's something to get into in the Power Hour news to help with cholesterol, inflammation, etc., etc. And you know what? Without even looking too closely, a lot of it came from the Garden of Eden for some strange reason. Imagine that. The good Lord who made us put the good food on the vine for us to eat, and it works. Isn't that awesome? And it tastes good. So I see you're very, very correct about this this passport, and you have to be blind not to see it. And I just look at it as we have a time clock running here. They'll get the voluntary suckers first, then they'll use coercive tactics next year. Then the year after that, they may send the soldiers after you to force you to get this shot and stick you with it. And then by 2025, when the funding runs out for COVID, if there's any survivors left that haven't taken it, they'll be hunted down and executed. And that's the long-term game plan, because the world as we know it has been captured. That's why it's being run as a prison colony everywhere, all over, with few exceptions. And I hear the, you know, somebody in the election in the Congo, which I wasn't following, and I have trouble pronouncing names, allegedly died of COVID, and then the ruling autocrat for 37 years is still there. So I guess that's the Congo heart attack, like the Russian heart attack, perhaps. This is a terrible state of affairs, really.
George, I'd like to comment on what you just talked about, but the IBM digital tattooing of people. Apparently, after they do this digital tattoo, the facilitating data can share between government, healthcare providers, life science organizations, and individuals. But this data is not restricted to health data. So in other words, once they do this digital clarification on you or your or this digital health pass, they're going to share this information all over the world. So, you know, done are the days of privacy when you go to the doctor for a hernia or something like that. You know, it's just between you and the doctor. Now it's digitally spread all over the world, different government organizations, as well as different individuals. I don't want my health shared with other people in different countries.
Well, it's not just that it's shared, it's stolen from you. So Dr. Carrie Madej, you know, I've heard her on other forums, and she did come on Power Hour to talk about this. She was at a medical conference 5-6 years ago, and these things, these apps were already put on your phone already. They can monitor everything about your body in real time, live, wirelessly, from your body. They'll know your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your hormones. You look at a girl and you feel, hey, she's pretty. You know, the phone already knows and is sending you a box of condoms. You know, it was just that bad. It scared her. just scared her. There will be absolutely nothing hidden from this phone. This phone will be your contact to the central entity computer. People used to laugh a lot of times and say, well, how can there be this great God that can be connected to everyone in a hive mind with God and all this sort of thing? And they'd laugh at you and put you down and humiliate you or whatever. See, it can't be. But at the same time, they built machines that are going to do this. Well, you kind of just lost your argument there. So this central entity computer will control everything. Celeste Salom was very, very clear about right down to the last blade of grass, every living organism on the planet Earth will be connected through nanobots and frequency to the central entity computer, and it will decide by algorithms what lives, what dies, what's healthy, what's not, what can serve the collective, or as I've said for years, the Borg. That's what we're being taken into, the Borg. That, you know, we will all be one giant hive mind collective, androgynous being, you know, no men, no women, no whatever, and that we all have to behave like, well, we won't have any choice. We will be controlled like robots forever and eternity. This is, by any description that I could ever understand, the Antichrist system, is anti-life system. And it's like Joyce is recorded in a lot of our commercials that you hear, too. You know, choose life. This is it, flesh and blood. The stuff God gave us, what we're free to believe. Like, do you want to be with your wife as, you know, you're both androids and you just plug yourselves into the wall and stare there for a few hours to get your recharge from the central entity computer and then go back to toiling? You know, you can never appreciate that she's a soul. You can't touch her hand. You know, you can't look into her eyes and that there's any meaning in there anymore, that it's just gone, that you're just an inanimate object now.
And the Wizard of Oz is a reality, George. The Wizard of Oz is a reality, not fiction anymore.
Oh, indeed. And they were probably aware of these things back then, too. And people were trying to use probably a less intense method than we use sometimes. I'm just very direct. But sometimes I find, like, old TV shows or a book can get the message across to people and get past some of the barriers that have been put up. And I think a lot of people were trying to warn us. I look at the 60s as like a golden era of that. And, you know, I watched an old TV show last night. It just blew me away at how accurate it is to today. It was a British show called UFO. It was in 1980-ish. The Cat with 10 Lives, and how the aliens use a cat's brain to communicate directly to the pilot of the shadow force that protects the world from aliens' brain and turn him around and turn him into something that's going to kill his own people. And there was nothing he could do to resist, that you had brain-to-brain interface between another animal, not just a human, and a human. And that was 1980. They knew. Oh, pardon me, it happens in 1980. This show goes back to 1970. Pardon me. That's where I got my wires crossed there. So this has been coming a long time. This is the whole point and parcel of it. And at the end of my posting on it, I put Dr. Charles Morgan's lecture on psychoneurobiology and war. He's speaking at West Point, telling you how they do this. That I can control your body on the other side of the world through these tactics, techniques, by the internet. And this is somehow a freedom that you're going to appreciate. This is the new normal you're going to like. As an android, I say, I don't think so. I kind of like it the way it is. I like to smell the air and know it's air. I like to be near the sea and feel the salt spray and know it's real. To see the fruit in the tree, to smell the flowers, whatever it might be. To see that, you know, goo-goo little face of a child as they go by and smile and coo. Not that you've got some dead robotic entity yourself and everything around you as artificial life.
You know, when we were talking about IBM, excuse me, partnering up with Moderna, and people are just flocking to the malls to buy these new watches that'll tell you your heartbeat and how many steps you've gone, as you mentioned, and your glucose level for diabetes. You don't think all that information is being taken away and stored in some other, you know, big entity such as the cloud? All your information isn't just, it's sent out. So people know exactly in these big organizations when you buy the watch, I'm not mentioning the name of the company, it tells you your heartbeat, your glucose level, how many steps you walk. You don't mean to tell me that they're not getting that information? Of course they're getting that information, and they're passing information on to your doctor, to other medical people in the medical field. So don't think that these watches that tell you how many steps you make, your information is held with yourself. It's being outsourced.
Oh, big time. A friend of mine got stuck into one, something called Fitbit. And then, you
That's
know,
exactly
I looked
right.
it up and found it that, you know, this is an intelligence trove where they were tracking you and using it for espionage 101 to record everything about you and store it and such like that. You smash it, you trash it, you dash it. If I want to know how many steps I take, I can count them myself, but I really don't care. I just take steps. So whether I've done, you know, so many thousand or so many thousand and one, it really doesn't matter as long as you do some. And I could care less at any point in time to be worried about, you know, this rate or that rate or this rate. You can fuss over that so much that you make yourself ill. The big thing is to try to stay relaxed and be in union with the God that created you, the people that are around you, and, you know, ride that happy chill pill. And I don't need that kind of stuff. I like, you know, stuff so old. Yeah, my watch has a battery in it, but that's about all. It's just a watch. And, you know, I got the kind you wind up still somewhere around, you know, if I really need it. And I didn't realize how old my computer is until, you know, the clock reset. And I'm going, wow, 2005? That's good enough for me. Because
and the phone tracks you wherever you go. I was out there today
getting
a hamburger
you
and fries.
Go. There was a big magazine in the States did an expose on that. They followed a sheriff's deputy to say, there's no privacy for you, buddy. We know everywhere you went.
Everywhere.
Go tell the sergeant. He knows now, too. It's just that bad. Anyway, we're out of time, unfortunately. We're just getting into some good nitty-gritty, as always. This is Power Hour Nation. I'm George Freund. Joining us from Toronto is James Harp, a good old soul that I've done a lot of radio with over the years. Thank you, James. God bless you.
Thanks for listening.
Indeed, indeed. And bless you, audience. We're going to need all the strength and power we can get. Until the next time, Friday, Joseph Meyer, Money Stuff. Good day.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.